This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. When you go to get your newly updated COVID-19 booster this fall, you might want to choose the arm the vaccine goes in carefully. The immune response may be stronger if your booster goes in the same arm as your last COVID-19 shot, according to a new study. Martina Sester, a biologist and head of the Department of the Institute of Infection Medicine at Saarland University Hospital in Germany, says, "The question seems so banal, so trivial, that nobody before has thought to ask it. 2 weeks after the booster, the number of killer T cells was significantly higher in people who had both shots in the same arm. Those killer T cells, which attack and destroy the other cells they target, were present in 67% of the same arm cases and only 43% in people who had their injections in different arms." Dr. William Schaffner, a former medical director of the nonprofit National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, said it makes sense why the location of the injection would make a difference, because the cells that provide the immune response are in local lymph nodes, he said. Lymph nodes are across the body in places including the neck, chest, abdomen, and armpits. If the immune cells in those lymph nodes are re-stimulated in the same place, there is a greater immunological response. The immune cells are important for quickly destroying the virus, but antibodies are also important to prevent further harm. And researchers did not find a larger number of antibodies. However, the antibodies in people with the booster shot in the same arm were better at binding to the viral spike proteins, the study showed. Spike proteins are responsible for the coronavirus entering cells, so antibodies there are more effective at fighting coronavirus. Thousands of residents are rushing to evacuate the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories as more than 200 fires burn across the region, leaving many to face dangerous road conditions or stand in line for hours for desperately needed emergency flights out. The capital city of Yellowknife, home to about 20,000 people, and several other Northwest Territories communities have been ordered to evacuate as crews battle 236 active wildfires in the region. The infernos in the Northwest Territories are among more than 1,000 fires burning across Canada as the country endures its worst fire season on record. Smoke from the fires has drifted into the U.S., bringing harmful pollution and worsening air quality. The Canadian Armed Forces are assisting with firefighting and airlifting efforts in the Northwest Territories. More than 1,000 people were flown out of Yellowknife on emergency flights on Thursday, and 2,000 more evacuated Friday. Officials encouraged people to leave by car if possible and carpool to reduce traffic and assist those without vehicles, but some driving out of the area have faced thick smoke and roadways flanked with flames. British Columbia also has evacuated thousands of people from the threat of wildfires. Officials in Canada's southwest province of British Columbia are bracing for aggressive and unpredictable fire conditions as the region anticipates strong winds and dry lightning, which will be compounded by existing drought conditions. British Columbia has more than 360 active wildfires burning, more than any other Canadian province. Nearly 60 evacuation orders were in effect across the province on Thursday, with more evacuation orders expected. In Livingston, Montana, the old KPRK radio station building and lot has been purchased by a new owner who intends to renovate it, reopen it, and construct a grassy amphitheater for outdoor events. The radio station building opened in 1947. It's a small square building with a distinctive Art Deco tower of concentric circles above the entry, resembling a radio tower. The KPRK property was sold by Town Square Media, which owns 322 radio stations in the U.S. The building is small, about 1,600 square feet, and sits on a lot just under an acre. The KPRK radio station building is on the National Register of Historic Places, but was damaged in last summer's Yellowstone River flooding. In a Historical Preservation Commission meeting, Livingston Planning Director Jennifer Severson said the building will be lifted so that it can clear floodwaters and will look the same as it did before the renovations. The new amphitheater will face the Yellowstone River, and any amplification used during events will face the road. No permanent fixtures are planned at the amphitheater. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.